The indictments against the Milwaukee senator and two of his aides stem from a caucus investigation over alleged illegal campaigning on state time. Dane County DA Brian Blanchard says evidence indicates Senator Burke used his position on the powerful budget writing committee to raise money for his attorney general campaign.
Lobbyists would be invited in, and the first part of the meeting would be devoted to budget items, state business. Toward the end of such a meeting, the conversation would be intentionally steered to the attorney general's race, at which time, at least on certain occasions, the complaint alleges specific dollar amounts were asked.
The most difficult charges to prove, bribery and extortion, have not been filed against Burke in what's been called pay for play. In that scenario, legislators supposedly demand campaign money from lobbyists in return for specific action on the state budget. The criminal complaint charges Burke with misconduct in office and concealing or altering documents, including changes made to a computer calendar which had been subpoenaed. Burke's attorneys say the senator did nothing wrong. Jay Heck of the watchdog group Common Cause believes other politicians will also face charges.
This is not just some isolated incident that a lot of people have suggested is much ado about nothing. This is after a year now, and we've waited a year for something to happen. This is a very serious first step. We've heard many of the same allegations made about the leaders as well. So I think it's, maybe just Senator Burke. I cannot believe that it will stop and end here.
The John Doe investigation is ongoing, involving other top legislative leaders and Capitol staff. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.